Yeah, this was having Maria from the East Coast Conference, and this was Daniela Shane of show following. Okay, we are continuing Act 23, Inyan Hafifa. We know that a woman has to get ready to mikvah, and she has to do things, washing herself, get ready for the mikveh to remove any chatzitzas. And that was the Gemara says, Asar Takhonis Tikein Ezra, back in 23, page 1. Made 10 Takhonis, Torah Mincha Vashams, Kriyasa Torah Mincha Vashams, Shein Vichamishi, etc. Kishatei Ishachon. And then, Kishatei Ishachon Fefes Vitovelis. So she has to do a chafifa. So the Gemara asks later on, she takes chafifa to tell us the raisi.
Why do you need the chanat Ezra? I mean, the chanat of a chatzitz is a deraisa.
Tanya v'chatz is b'shor b'mayim, shalom yedo v'chatz is b'shor l'mayim. So the Gemara says, deraisa li'yuna dilma mikter. The raisa, maybe you just have to look to see. It's the tied knots.
Or something ma'os that's there. Just look. So also, ihu tikin chafifa, Rashi says, b'masrik, that she should comb herself. But it's not just enough to just look to see if they're knots. But comb themselves. And so, and we'll see, to wash yourself. You'll take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Talks about, see. On page 19, it speaks about the puffle with Vanessa Rosabas with washing the hair. So, we the Risa just to be unit of Alma, just to look at it. So, let's see. Let's show you the lotion here. Thank you. So she needs to do some type of action, right? It's not enough just to be ma'ayin. So women wash themselves, wash the hair, comb, etc. So the question is, how close to the mikveh do you have to do it? Right? You do it a day before, right? This comes up all the time. So there's a whole sugya here on page 5, Samuel Zayin, and with base on Chesam and Aleph, that Isha Chofef is Be'echad B'Shabbos, for Tovel is B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. Right? She could do a Chafifa. Echad b'Shabbos, Sunday, you go to the mikvah, Tuesday. Because sometimes, because Shekheni shechofes be'erev Shabbos, kavelos be'motzai Shabbos. Because, say, a woman is normally going to assume the chafif is not going to be done on Shabbos and Yontif. So, she has a mikveh to go to the Motzei Shabbos, so she'll do Chafifa on Friday. But you see, it doesn't have to be, you know, that sometimes there could be a Yontif in between, right? So the question is, it's not the question of what's the best time to do Chafifa. So, is it better to do Chafifa if you're going to mikveh that night? Is it better to do Chafifa the afternoon before? Or is it better to do Chafifa like the night of? Because the night of is closer by. In other words, the advantage of doing it the night of is because the closer to the mikveh, the better. Right? But on the other hand, we're afraid that if you're going to do it the night of, then you're going to rush too much. So maybe it's better to do it in the day. So this is a machlokes between the Rashi and the Shiltos, which is the better time. Okay, so Rashi holds it's better to do it in the day. Efshar, the Efshar. So Efshar do it in the day, do it in the day. But if the day is Shabbos, you should call it say Shabbos. So then you can't do it in the day. So then do it at night. The night of the mikvah. The Shiltas held the opposite. It's Shiltas Rav Achai on page 5. The Efshalach of Malayla Tvila Shachol, that's the best time to do it. The night of the, right before you go in. If you can't do it then do it in the day. But the night is really good. So let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Let's see if we get it here. Page 19. Hafifa Tzricha Lios Mekatchila. So therefore, right, we have, yeah, look in the Taz on page 20. Betur Hevi Machlok is Rashi, the Shiltas. Rashi Mutav Tiach Hevi Yom. Right, and Shiltas says it's better to do it at night. So therefore, the minig is start at in the daytime and continue into the night. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Echal Tivasa on page 21, Echal Tivasa with Motzei Shabbos. Right, it's supposed to go to Mikvah Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos. She Efshar Lochov Bibod Yom, but she won't be able to do Chafifa in the daytime is a Shabbos, which is using a comb, right? Which is washing herself, bathing. So Chalti Lossi Motzei Shabbos, she Efshar Lochov Bibod Yom, Tochov Bilel Tivasa. Right. And Ms. Dama, yeah. So then in Sivdal Vav, he says, Halal Tivasa, the Motzai Shabbos, the Yom Tov, but say she's supposed to go to the mikveh Motzei Shabbos, and it's Yantif. So therefore, she can't do the Chaviva on Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. She's going to mikveh Motzei Shabbos. So she can't do it on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. And she can't do it right before because it's Yantif. Or Shnei Yom Tovim. Say, it's Thursday, Friday, Yantif. And then Friday night is the Leil Tefillin. So then she can't do the Chafifa Friday night because it's Shabbos. And she can't do it on Friday because it's Yantif. And she can't do it on Thursday, it's Yantif. So then she could do it Yom Revi. So she can go back 2 days, up to 2 days. So that's what the so then it says Tachu Yom Revi. So then she does it on, but not 3 days. So again, the best time to do it would be the day right before. And if you can't do it the day right before, you do it the night of. And you can't do it the night of, then you go back another day. And if you, and even a second day. And that's it. That was as far back as you would go. So, but that's what he says here. Yeah, on Vav, page 21. How well to loss of Motzei Shabbos, who yantiv, she ever shall look for who's ever Shabbos. Can you call us the Yom Tovim? Yom Revi.
So it's Thursday, and then she goes, she's supposed to go Thursday, and then she can't Thursday either. So then she'd have to wait until Sunday night. And then what's Motzei Shabbos as well? Right.
Let's see if we have it here. So she would go back. So preferably the day of, then if not that, then the night of. And then if that doesn't work, go back. Two days back. That's as far back as we're going to go. The Shach holds differently. Shach holds well, yeah, you can remove hairs. Let's assume for a second. So the Shach on page 20 says nearly the Gemara that Rashi came. Ad the efshalachov biyom chafefes biyom ad the lo efshalachov to go motzei yontif kol tochov ela b'layla. It's a long way to Rosh Hashanah. Hakanich in the shop in the Kaimer school, Sudya Galeo. So he holds that what? That we keep going back. Even before you would do the night of, you can't, it's, you go back the first, in other words, the way we had it, the Beis Yosef has it, first you go the day before. If that doesn't work, you do the night of. And if that doesn't work, then you do two, then you keep going back. But he holds that you keep going back before you do the night of. Right? Let's go back one day, go back 2 days before you would do the night of. And even he holds even 3 nights, even though we don't, even 3 days, if, as long as you do something the night of, also, you could even go 3 days. Okay, but that's what we. So then the Shach has two arguments that the Shach has on the regular Pshat, the Reis Yosef's Pshat in Rashi. Says that, according to Reis Yosef's Pshat in Rashi, is that if you can do it the day before, but if you can't do it the day before, do it the night of. Then if you can't do them both, then start going back days. But he also start going back days before you'll even go the night off. And you can even, that's one difference, because you know, the other sheet of Beis Yosef is that you only go back days after you can't do it the night off. Start going back days, do the day before, the night off. And then you can't do those two choices, then you start going back days up to 2 days. And the Shach says, no, you go start going back days before to do the night off. And you can even go back 3 days if you do 3 days before and the night off. Okay, so everybody always points out that that the fact we used the bath is really not necessary, that a shower is sufficient. This comes up a lot. And sometimes people don't have a bath. They just have showers. So he also showers meeker than just as good as a bath, even though the minhag is to do a bath. But that's why I tell women, you know, you can do the bath, whenever it's convenient to do the bath, so long as they do a shower before. And usually women a lot of times do a shower even at the mikveh, except if it's a Friday night tefillah. Because speaker did, you covered with the shower.
What's the point of the shower? The bath?
It's to take off any possible chatzitzes. So, like there are places, I don't know what they have in Gris now, but I know there was a question of Gris, they didn't have baths, they only had showers. So that's what everybody brought that up. We grid in showers. That's why usually the bath takes a lot longer. It's just, added quimera of sorts. But if you have a shower, it doesn't say the same thing. Okay, so, but it's important. Sometimes, you know, they have a situation where the showers aren't working at the mikveh, or the things that happen, and they, you know, they don't have hot water, you know, all these types of things that could happen. And then there's a mashal. If you're going to do it at night, page 20, three lines in the bottom. Old fashioned mashal, mashanogum, you can ask him with the chuk beyom, fatatikul with chuk balayla, the asok with FIFA, Pakasha, Shalote, Muhumma, the base. In other words, saying that Rashi, it was if you're going to do it at night, somehow you weren't able to do it like Rashi that says you should do it in the daytime, or at least start in the daytime, and try to just do an extra longer thing at night so you'll be sure that you didn't rush. So he used Lashon Sha'achas. I think everybody's not so machmir that should read after, you know, 60 minutes. Everybody else, if you do, you know, a normal shower, you know, you have to find yourself, it has to be after, you know, maybe in this situation might make it a little longer just to make sure that you didn't rush. Because not necessarily everybody's for the halacha of Moshe Mishina, Shah, after 60, you know, 5 minutes. Okay. Those are the things I'm going to talk about on FIFA. And then back in 25, already starts Chatzitza. We know that in the rice of Chatzitza is Rupa Hamak. Oh, yeah, what's 24? Yeah, that's included. We did 24. It's included in the. Okay, if there's anything more I want to talk about, well, but that's part of it. It's the same halachas with the Chafifas. Okay, there could be one part that we will talk about later about if you found the chatzitza. Okay, maybe we should talk about it well. If you found the chatzitza, after the mikveh. Right, page 24. What happens if you find the chatzitza afterwards? So could you assume that the chatzitza came later? So the Gemara has a whole discussion here. Maybe if you did the chafifa close by, so then you could assume that the chatzitza came later. So that's the Tosfos here on page 24, page 1. Adam per kam the chul and tov of all insel of dover chotzes of him sasek moshmin kol yom. Also, let's feel a chiyomer barley shalohay alay kod. So that Gemara says, the Agamar says, if you did the chafifa samuch latfila, then you don't have to redo it. You don't have to, that the mikvah is good. Right? So that's the question. When you find the chatzitza later, do you have a right to assume that the chatzitza came on later, or did the chatzitza come on earlier? So
So Agamor says it depends. If you did samach l'tefila, then it's okay. But the Gemara in Chulin says no, that's not good enough. You have to be able to say bari there, know for sure that it wasn't there. So it's a steer in the Gemaras. This one Gemara says, as long as it was samach, the chafif was samach l'tefila, it's okay. And this Gemara says, you have to be able to say bari. So Omer Rebbe Tam, that Gemara Chulin is Lataras, so it's an extra Chumra for Taras. Then the Ri says, and here is the Bible. So that was the first answer.
Let's see what other answers Rishon will give to that question. And the Rashba says on page 4, what is Samach? Also Ono. I mean, Safa as Adekin, it says, Rakhvi Yosef. So the Rambam says no, that the whole question, yeah, if you got the Gemara on page 9, Kulan, Yudam Ralph, he has the same kasha. It's a steer in the Gemara. One Gemara says you need Samuch, one Gemara says you need Barigo. So we saw one, so one answer was that one was for Bible, one was for Taurus. And then the Tam says, Hachamai Benitza Beguf. Also, the Nimsa Barosh. So here's the goof. For the goof, you have to be able to say barley. But if it's on the hair, the head, then it's good enough that it's Bosa Ona. You don't have to say barley. Because the chafiva lo tikkun ezra ela barosh. Because the chafiva was either to put the comb or to rinse, wash the head. So therefore, if you did that for samach, that's good enough. So if you did chafiva samach, that's okay. The other one that says you did barley. So the goof, you don't necessarily have to. Iker Takana was not on the goof. Even though the mice, when woman takes a shower, it's going to be the Rosh and the goof.
So nowadays, for being
time, it would be good. Yeah, so one second. And the Rambam gives a third terrorist. The Rambam says, but that's not what the Gemara was talking about, whether the whether the tefillah was good or not. You see, the two Gemaras, the simple shot is the two Gemaras are talking about whether you have to do another tefillah or not. Right? So the Rambam says no, that's not the pshar, and so we had two terutz. Either one is the Taurus, one the Baila, one is with the Chatzitza was in the goof, and the Chatzitza is the Rosh. So he says that no, the Gemara that's talking about that the Samach. Is whether if she's going to tovel again, in other words, that she could have to do another chafif or not. In other words, for the tefillah to be good, you need one Gemara is talking about to redo the tefillah, one Gemara is going to redo the chafifa. So to redo that, so in order to make sure that, as if she doesn't say barley, then she could have to redo the tefillah. The question is, do you have to redo the chafifa? So that's, if it was summer, then you'll have to redo the. And if it was summer, you don't have to redo the chafifa. Tefillah, you can have to redo, unless you say barley, that I know for sure that it wasn't on the time before.
That's another reason to be close.
So, right.
You're
going to
always have to
be. Right, it's, right. So that's the Rambam. So. Hi, I wanted to say, it's open up. Page 19, Yud, chapter 24. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "If you talk ona, shachaf or tavla, what it means the night, the same, you know, she did it at night and she was tovla at night." So then she doesn't need a tefillah cheres. Well, Rambam bainkach tefillah tefillah cheres, like you said, Judah. Rambam always required unless she could say barley. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam says that the barley
is not enough.
Usually she won't, as you said. So the Iker Halacha is the first thing. Gosh, no. But what if she finds it in her mouth? Afterwards, she finds some food in her mouth. Page 19, that's their famous rivet. But the base of starving, you don't need the water to go there, you just need royal bias mayim. So she didn't check, and then she, well, you know, some see, if you don't do a chafifa, it feels not good. You have to do a chafifa, but if you didn't check inside your mouth, then this is a different point. And in the end, it was okay. Because if you didn't do the chafifa, but in the end, it was okay, it's not good, right? Yeah, that's a yikuvah to do a chafifa. Look on page 19, Ches. Chafen v'inav atzmach hayom v'tovel b'leil. But she didn't do a chafifa. She didn't, you know, comb her hair, wash her hair, whatever. Then it's no good. But if you didn't brush your teeth, and then at the end, you find nothing, then you're okay. Because that's what Kal, the inside, is only as well as this one. Now there's a famous rush on page 14. This is the barbecue. This is the barbecue rush. Minna Yofa Nagu And Hashem she'enim to'amos klum be'nefitza re'tfila k'dei sh'lo yed over chotzeitz. Right, so that's the Rav Rosh I'm looking for now. That the that's the Rosh that says you shouldn't eat in between. But the Rosh that I'm looking for, it's quoted in Sofanara. Who's going to help me? Are you going to help me? It'll help me. Maybe it's in this batch also. Yeah, it's probably here too. It just didn't back at this one. You see, let me find a few. Well, what's the minig? The minig is not to eat the meat the day of the mikvah. If you're going to mikvah Monday night, don't eat meat to Monday day. No barbecues. No barbecues. And everybody says chicken too. Awesome. I always get calls. We're having a barbecue and a Sunday barbecue. And then we're having, she's going to mikvah that night. For this. A lot of just eat the coleslaw. What page is that? It's here. It's in the Rosh. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. The minig not to the Rabbi says you got to do it for Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah. The Rabbi holds chasen and not. You know, chasen and meet at chasen and go mikvah later. Nisht, he was nisht. It's in the Rosh, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, and it should be in this packet. Who's going to help me? You guys will help me. Barbecues. Which one?
Unless it's not bread.
Okay, let me see if I find it. You know, unless it's I put it in the chatzitza packets. I thought I just saw it before. Maybe I was dreaming. Maybe I was dreaming. Sometimes it's a dream. But there's a famous famous rush. The minute not to.
Page 17.
MG, is that you?
Page salad.
Yeah. Yeah, 24, page 17. Just page 17. Here. Yesh noglash lo lecho basa b'yom lechtam lebeis hatfilah. And he says it's in the kitzer. There it is, you see. So no barbecues. You go to the mikvah at night, can't have a barbecue. Sunday night mikvah, no Sunday barbecue. That's his soda. Yeah.
I think it's in
page 14 is the Kitzer Hilchos Rosh.
But with more than 6 hours,
early. Doesn't matter.
It's
yes. So this is the Din Chatzitza. That's the Din of Rosh Mechalo. unless they mean this minig yafesh, the only shame Thomas Plum ben Archisa ben Atzviva. No, I think. Okay, you saw it in the Shulchan Aruch. Saw it in the Shulchan Aruch. See if I can find it more.
It's on page 14, but it's bottom section.
Here. Where is it?
It's like it's a little line.
Show me.
Coming up. Not this.
Yeah, but this is saying minhag yafesh that they don't toim between the repeats.
Oh, it's baby repeats.
But I'm looking for the minhag yafesh.
Not the eat all day. They
meet the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. MZ said it was on page 17. We saw that in the Shulchan Aruch, and then they. Yes, no, those. Yes. Rasham, the Hoch of Lida Bukhotze. Okay. And Chaychas Rebbe Yerucham. Yeah, he writes that it's talking not in the Rosh. The Rosh will hove him in a minute. Hey, we did Rebbe Yosef Atzmo. Okay. So it's talking out of the Rosh. It's in the Beis Yosef himself. Yeah. Yeah, if you look, it's on page 16. For easy, Nashim Ksheirish and Ogles and Olechel Basu B'yom Lechtam L'meis Atzvila. Page 16. In the Beis Yosef, the first word of the line is Shalom Lechol. You see, Judah? Shalom Lechol Basar B'yom Lechtom Beis HaTfila. See? Tolls. Tolls. Page 16. Page 16, back in 24. First word of the line is Shalom Lechol. The Isi Noshim Ksheiros. Got it? Benny? Raviel? Good. Moshe, you got it?
We're looking at
page 16, back at 24. That part that I bracketed in the Beis Yosef. Easy Noshim Ksheiros. Last word on the line is Shenogos. Shalom Lechon Bosu B'yom 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 Lechon Bosu P'yom Lechon Bosu B'yom 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 So then he calls the Rosh, says a different thing, but that's not the same. Somehow in my mind, I'm still registering in my mind that it was in the Rosh, but it's really not. It's in the Beis Yosef, and then the Rebbe Yerucham. So, Raviel, go barbecues. Yeah.
What if
they
like, don't go out of their way to like clean their mouth?
That's what he says. He said that. Even so, don't do it. They had sticks. You know, they call those sticks. Toothpicks.
Toothpicks came again. I can't think of toothpicks.
Rav Pisha Bodkos, the Chotzel Sashinayim, Chosh Shos, Yom Shtayimine, Rav Adayte. Okay, so. But you have the other stuff. You can have the coleslaw.
Right?
I don't know for fake purpose. I only go for real purpose. Okay, so I appreciate most of that you charged me at 24. So okay, you're right. You're right. That's awesome. Okay, so we did 24. Okay, so. Tomorrow we'll continue. We'll try to do the chatzitza stuff. A bunch of packets on chatzitza. And Bezer Shem Shira Thursday, speak also. Okay. This way we could wrap it up. Okay. Okay, it's good. Yes, yeah, good. Good. Okay. Okay, so we'll take a 5 minute break, and I'm giving June's mom shit. Take a 5 minute break. Okay.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, well.
On the Truma Sadashin from yesterday.
Yeah.
So the cheshbon was she can go to the mikveh Friday night because of the chiyav onah, right?
Oh, yeah.
But there is no chiyav onah until she goes to the mikveh. It's like it's reverse. Meaning the chiyav only kicks in after she goes to the mikveh. So how does he make it that she should go to the mikveh because there's a chiyav? There is no chiyav. The chiyav comes later.
I understand, but it means since we try, since she has the ability to go, and then we'll be put there, so then she should go.
But he says there's like an issue of going.
You know, she'll be able to go, and then there'll be it, so then we say, so then after you should do this.
So even though it's further removed, that's still enough to push off the... Because the chiv only comes after she goes, but she can't. Right, because it's Friday night.
But usually, if you're in the middle of the mikveh cycle, you can't go. There's no way out. But here, yeah, she has a way. Has a way out. She go to the mikveh, and then she'll have a fit. So then she do it. And then, because of that potential here, the word they say. What's the word? Pending. Everything's pending in this world. Pending.
Okay. She's only making the chiyav once.
It's pending. It's pending. Right. So it's pending. Bank's pending. Okay. Harav pending.
Okay. Okay.
That's my answer to you. One word, pending. Zag is it. Pending. Pending.